Yesterday, while we were all grilling out, waiting for the fireworks, and reflecting on what a fantastic country the Founding Fathers built here, old Joe was waiting for Santa Claus because his handlers made the mistake of putting him out in front of cameras again without a teleprompter at the White House 4th of July Independence Day celebration. And so this happened.
And we give thanks to our Commander-in-Chief, the President of the United States, the extraordinary President.
Not just the President, he's the extraordinary President.
Of the United States, Joe Biden.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Happy Independence Day.
Oh, okay, his brain finally kicked into gear. The only other possible explanation is that he was referring to Kamala Harris, but I think it's quite obvious that he just got his holidays mixed up. But sadly, that wasn't the only mix-up he had yesterday. Here he is at the end of the event, making no sense at all.
Thank you. Thank you. You got me, man. I'm not going anywhere. All right.
Wait for it.
All right, I'll come back out when they let them open the gate, okay? Thank you, thank you, thank you. One last thing. You know, I used to think when I was a senator.
By the way, that laughter, I believe, is the CNN anchor who is witnessing this live.
There were always congestion on the highways. There's no congestion anymore. None. We go on the highway, there's no congestion. And so the way they get me to stop talking, they'll say, "We just shut down all the roads, Mr. President. You're going to lose all the votes if you don't get in." But anyway, I'll be back out. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. Thank you.
What was he talking about? He's getting weirder by the day. They're going to have to shut him down. They're not going to be able to allow this to continue. What in the world is going on here? And that was after he just had an emergency meeting with a bunch of different Democrat governors from across the country at the White House, hoping to assure them that everything was just fine. And when to hear the White House's new excuse for why old Joe had that disastrous and horrifying debate performance last week. Here's New York Governor Kathy Hochul after the big sit-down.
Thank you. Representing states like New York and all across America, we came together tonight to listen to President Biden tell us in his own words what his plans were. I'm here to tell you today, President Joe Biden is in it to win it. And all of us said we pledged our support to him because the stakes could not be higher.
Okay, we've heard enough. So they say that they're standing by him. Well, that was 2 days ago. We'll see what they say today. One of his staff's bright ideas to try to salvage what's left of his administration is to make sure that he's in bed shortly after 8 p.m. because the debate started at 9, which is too late for old Joe. And so he's going to be wrapping it up now shortly after 8. And when Gavin Newsom, who was in attendance at this emergency meeting, was asked about the 8 o'clock shutoff time, he said this.
So it wasn't a literal 8 o'clock. I will be doing things differently. It was more figurative.
Governor, just on that point,
he didn't mean literally 8 o'clock. He meant figuratively 8 o'clock. But until that debate last week, old Joe hadn't had anything on his schedule this entire year past 4 o'clock.
The dam is breaking, Jake. Top Democratic leaders, former administration officials, current administration officials, major donors are all telling us privately, and now we're hearing it publicly, that they think that President Biden needs to step aside for the good of the party, for the good of the country. A couple of things they're saying. They do not think the debate was just a one-off event. They think that there is a health problem. They also say you cannot unsee the debate. They're worried, obviously, because of Donald Trump, who they see as an existential threat to democracy, but they're also worried about down ballot races, losing the House and the Senate.
Yeah, so might as well just swap him out with Kamala Harris, who was the worst performing Democrat candidate when she ran for president back in 2020. Excuse me, Van, would you like to contribute to my Liberal Tears mug too?
Look, I'm just going to be honest. I mean, everybody comes on the air and says all this great stuff, but behind the scenes, it's full-scale panic. People are passing around legal memos, PDFs are flying back and forth on WhatsApp, trying to figure out what are the options, how can you replace Biden, how do you get him to do it in a way where he feels respected, as he should be respected, who should Kamala Harris's vice president be. The conversation on air and the conversation off air are completely different.
Karine Jean-Pierre, that little gnome, is the White House spokeswoman, but this is Old Joe's campaign spokeswoman, and this, listen to her.
President Biden has made it very clear. How many times does he have to say it, that he did not have his best night? You know, he said at a fundraiser last night in McLean, Virginia, that he was tired. You know, you've noted on the show, Mika, many times that, you know, he traveled twice around the world. You know, he was exhausted.
Oh, he had jet lag now. That is their new excuse from traveling 2 weeks prior.
There's no question that international travel can be rigorous. I think the confusion is that he's still suffering from the effects of that nearly 2 weeks later. So I can you articulate a little bit about, like, do you guys usually have accommodations for him after he does a trip, that he's going to have jet lag for that long a period of time?
So can you when you say 2 weeks later, what do you mean?
Well, the debate, he arrives back in the United States 12 or 13 days before the debate. So his explanation for a poor debate performance is jet lag.
So what I want to say is it's the jet lag and also the cold, right? It is the two things, and that occurred.
I guess we all just jumped to conclusions. It was that pesky jet lag he had from a trip 2 weeks earlier. Of course, he hasn't held a press conference to answer the countless questions that the press have about this increasingly sad situation, which one of the reporters noted to Karine Jean-Pierre.
And we would invite the president to come here and tell us directly.
Noted, Kelly.
But he's awake.
As you heard from your colleague, the president of the WHA, that's inappropriate. Thank you, Kelly.
I mean, what's next? Are they going to roll Dr. Fauci out of retirement to diagnose old Joe and give him the clear? Oh, wait, what's this?
It just looked like a bad night, because my interaction with him was what I describe in the book, and what happened even subsequent to what I described in the book after I got out. You know, he's very probing in his questions, very analytical, very calm about things. When you go in to brief him, Major, you better really know your topic, because he's going to ask you very relevant questions. And he's very reflective on things and just doesn't jump out with conclusions or anything, but is very analytic. So my interactions with him, I have to say, have been very, very positive.
Well, if Dr. Fauci insists that he's just fine, I guess we should all just rest assured. It's not like he would mislead the entire country again.
Did you see the debate?
I did.
Did anything about that, what you saw, medically alarm you?
You know, I can't say. I think it would be inappropriate to say that, Major, because when you're just looking at someone on a one-shot basis, you just don't know what could happen. Did he have a bad cold? You know, did he take an antihistamine to make him, you know, groggy or what have you? We don't know what went on. And I think it would be unfair and inappropriate to try and diagnose something from just a 90-minute clip.
Yeah, it was just a one-off. It had never happened before, ever. This whole thing has caused an obvious, massive, and growing rift in the Democrat Party, with many of them calling on old Joe to step down immediately. But Democrats rarely actually think things through, and if he does that, then the logical choice for his replacement would be Kamala Harris. That's what a vice president's job is, to be training in order to take over in situations like this. But then they have another problem, because she's far less likable than him, and even far dumber than him, despite his dementia. So if they have the delegates at the convention bypass her and go with Gavin Newsom or someone else, then the entire Biden administration, the entire Democrat Party, is going to look extremely pathetic, because not only did their president have to step down, but the vice president couldn't step up, and they had to recruit some random governor or who knows who. They're in a lose-lose situation here. So some of them are trying to convince the American people that they didn't see what they saw. And they're trying to gaslight everybody into thinking that old Joe's just fine. And they just want to get back to business as usual.
We've had 3 hours of a lot of debate over President Biden's condition.
Actually, it's going on 7 days now, but continue.
You know, at some point we should do a show on Trump's condition. You know, that one that he has that's so disturbing to so many. I mean, it's kind of a deep-seated condition. I wonder if it's even a health issue, but he can't. He has trouble, like, he can't. He tries, but he just can't seem to tell the truth, ever, practically, in a debate.
Hey, let's stop talking about President Biden and the obvious problems Sam and the Democrat Party has and get back to our regularly scheduled programming of trashing Trump 24/7. And this from the New York Times just a few months ago when they were still running interference and gaslighting their audience about his obvious decline. Now they're calling for him to step down. For Joe Biden, what seems like age might instead be style. He's not getting old and senile and mentally incapacitated. It's just his personal style. Oh, but it gets even better, they continue. In this respect, the president has something in common with Beethoven, Wagner, and Martin Scorsese. You see, Joe Biden is actually a genius, and geniuses have a hard time clearly communicating their thoughts. That's what's going on. Oh, we should have known. And in what is the most pathetic and desperate idea floated by any Democrat yet, this from the Huff Post, formerly the Huffington Post, it's time for the Biden campaign to embrace AI, they say, and they want the campaign to create deep fakes of Joe Biden and then release those online to speak to the American people so that the real Joe doesn't stumble over his words and doesn't have to face the general public. Well, of course, there are reasonable hesitations to break this dam on the use of modern technology in presidential campaigning. The consequences of not taking this approach could be dire, they say. Moreover, in the current underregulated electoral landscape, refusing to use modern tools like AI is akin to entering the boxing ring with one hand tied behind your back. AI-generated content can be tailored to highlight President Biden's accomplishments, clearly articulate his policies, and present a consistent, compelling message. Aesthetic enhancements aside, another significant advantage of AI is its ability to produce high-quality content efficiently, so they can just start cranking out videos of old Joe 24/7. This would allow the campaign to respond rapidly to current events, misinformation, and the fast-paced news cycle. Yeah, because coming up with a speechwriter to put together a response, putting it in the teleprompter, having old Joe read it, recording it, posting it on social media, that just takes too much time. Why not just have a deep fake AI clone of Joe Biden respond? Also, there was a brief interaction between Donald Trump and some guests at Mar-a-Lago that somebody recorded and posted online that the liberal media is trying to spin as if it is leaked footage when all it is President Trump just talking like he always does. Trump caught on video claiming that broken down Biden has quit and that it's going to be Kamala in his place.
How did I do with the debate the other night?
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Amazing.
That old broken down pile of crap.
Yeah.
It's a bad guy. He just quit, you know. He's quitting the race.
Is that right?
Yep. I got him out of the race. And that means we have Kamala. I think she's going to be better. She's so bad. She's so pathetic.
It's so amazing.
It's just so f***ing bad. So.
I just can't imagine.
Wow, what an expose. He sounds like he always does. This from the Cloud News Network. Trump caught on camera slamming Biden.
There was a video that was recently leaked of Donald Trump on his golf course this week, heavily criticizing both Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris.
And by the way, you can get free shipping on any of my shirts at markdice.com this weekend by using the promo code FREEDOM at the checkout. So order your An Appeal to Heaven shirt, the Teflon Don shirt, a MAGA Mafia shirt, or any of my awesome designs. Now many, not all, but most available in tank tops as well for the summer. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code FREEDOM at the checkout to get free shipping in the U.S. this weekend. And check them out!